This is the SB Live Washington Podcast, your home for coverage of high school sports and the people who play them across the Evergreen State. I'm Andy Bueller, reporter with SB Live. And with me is my partner in crime, a man of many hats, and a senior reporter with SB Live, Todd Millis. Todd, how we doing today?
We're doing great, man. Right? I feel like I've talked to about 60 coaches here in the last few weeks leading up to what should be a very, very exciting fall football season.
You know, it's exciting times, Todd. For the first time in 2 years, we have a full fall high school sports season ahead of us. The COVID-19 pandemic, of course, upended the 2020 season. It postponed it to the spring. It shortened it. There were no playoffs. Now that's all in the past. And now we're bringing you episodic breakdowns of SB Live's top 10 rankings in each classification. Of course, these rankings and all of our work can be found at scorebooklive.com/Washington and on the SB Live Sports app, which you can download for free. And you can find our top 10 classification rankings here linked in the show notes. I highly recommend doing so. We're talking today about the 2B landscape across the state. Right here at 11 man, small school ball. Todd, you have been our 2B guy for as long as you've been at SB Live. I'm going to put this on you today because I have a lot of questions about this classification. I know we tackle these rankings together, but you took the lead on this one. And just to kind of go 1 through 10, I'm going to rally off these 2B top 10s real quick. So at number 1, we have Kalama. Number 2, Napavine. Number 3, Onalaska. Okanagan is at number 4. 5, Forks. Chawila at 6. 7 goes to Liberty of Spangle. 8 is Adna. 9 is Lake Roosevelt. And 10 is Toledo. So Todd, when we look at the 2B landscape, once you started to research, kind of what the outlook was across the state, what's your general feeling about 2B?
Two things, Andy. Maybe not quite the depth that we've seen at 2B here in recent years, but I think the clearest thing for me was that we have a clear top tier of state contenders. And I think that top tier includes four teams. You mentioned it, Kalama, Napavine, Onalaska, who won in 2019 from that very, very strong Southwest district. And then a team that nobody wants to face. The last time they were in 2B, they won state championships, and that's Okanagan with Eric Judd coaching, a very physical team, the kind of physicality that can match up with these really, really strong Southwest district teams. So right now, it's a clear top tier to kind of lead us off into 2B with those four schools.
Absolutely. Let's just start at the top here. The Kalama Chinooks, they've been a mainstay in that final weekend over the past few seasons. And, they bring back a really talented team with a ton of, state playoff experience. So, why don't you get into this here? Why is Kalama your number one?
Well, I tell you, Jackson Essery, I got a chance to talk to him at the Northwest Nine. He's the most feared weapon, not only in 2B this year, but in recent memory. He's a dual threat quarterback who plays safety, can impact the game in so many different ways. What was surprising was, especially at something like the Northwest Nine, you hear about Jackson Essery, you hear about how athletic he is. He can really run, he can really hit. But he finished third among all senior quarterbacks in the Northwest at the Northwest Nine. Now think about that. That's at 4A, 3A, some of the large classifications in Idaho, in Oregon, and he finished third, which tells me a little bit, he's really progressed as a passer, because that's what kind of the Northwest Nine really sort of accentuates and measures. He's a dangerous, dangerous man on a football field. And it's not just Jackson Essery. I mean, this is a group that's grown up together that are seniors. Jack Doherty is kind of a do everything slot receiver, and they're easily their most impactful three phase performer, especially as a special teams returner, kickoff, punt returner. And the guy that kind of got lost in that receiving core last year, maybe didn't have his best year this past spring, is Max Cox. Could be the best outside receiver in the classification. He's a big, fast target, a really good route runner. You know, I spoke to Jackson a little bit about that receiving core. And I think one of his priorities is to make sure to get Max Cox going very early in 2021. And then there's, you know, the running back that they have, Bradley O'Neal. He's sort of the forgotten guy because this is such a pass heavy offense, but he's also an all league linebacker. I mean, they're weapons everywhere for Jackson Estery to get the ball to. And if they can find a little more physicality up front to stop people, especially those run dominant teams like Ani, like Okanagan, you know, they're going to score points. It's just the matter of how many points are they going to give up?
You know, you mentioned Essery, and I got the chance, you know, 2 years ago ahead of the state championship game to go out and see Essery as a sophomore, watch some film before they played in that state title game. Got another chance to see them play last year against Napavine at home. And Kalama came out on the short end of a shootout with Napavine last year. But the most impressive player on that field that night, make no mistake, was Jackson Essery. You know, I don't think people understand just how big he is until you stand up next to him. I mean, it's easy when you see him on the basketball court. He's like a, you know, all league kid and for Kalama's basketball team too. He really loves playing basketball too. But, you know, standing there at 6'1", 6'2", over 200 pounds, he's in on every play. I mean, he's so hard to bring down and he's such a heat seeking missile as a linebacker too. I know, you know, he holds an Eastern Washington offer. He's a three-star quarterback, according to 24/7 Sports. I think this year, you know, you mentioned that Northwest 9. I'll be interested to see if this year he's able to convince, you know, colleges that he can be their quarterback. Because, you know, even though it's the 2B level, I think we've seen that he's plenty capable of doing that at the next level. Jackson comes from a region of the state that generally produces a ton of great football teams at the 2B level. Todd, what is it about this Southwest district at the 2Bs who seem to just, you know, populate your top 10?
Well, I you know, that I-5 corridor doesn't hurt. Right now, it just seems to be sort of a vibrant time in that Southwest district. You could easily see or make a case for any of the top four teams as our number one. I just went with Kalama mainly because of Jackson Essery, the best player in the classification. But I think the most serious challenger maybe to Kalama is the team that features the best recruit in 2B, and that's Napavine, led by Keith Olson, who committed to USC over the summer as a tackle. Napavine lost a lot. Lathan Demarest, they're really talented quarterback, graduated. But I think this is the team that kind of has the balance. They can spread you out and line up and beat you in space. They can, if they want to go to the eye, they can run it. You know, they can run it with Gavin Parker behind that big offensive line and play smash mouth football. This is a team that I would expect to be a little bit better defensively as well this year. There's a name that Josh Fay kind of threw out at me that'll line up next to the Olsen kid. And his name is Max O'Neal. He's going to be a junior. He's had a hard time staying on the football field. But Josh, if he can be a contributor for this defense, in 2021, he says he's kind of like Cade Evander, but only bigger, kind of a violent pass rusher along that defensive line. Again, this is probably as well-rounded a team still, even with the losses to graduation that there is in the classification, and a team that I think probably best matches up with Kalama.
Listed some of those teams that could compete with Kalama and will compete with Kalama. We'll get to see those matchups, you know, throughout the regular season, which, you know, is really exciting. It's one of the most exciting things about 2B. But we've been talking teams. Why don't we narrow down to players, to the individual? When you look at the state player of the year watch here in the preseason, at the 2B level, who are you watching for? Who stands out?
Oh, man, Jackson Essery. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to bet against this guy. I mean, look what he did in half a season in the spring, nearly 1,700 combined passing and rushing yards. Now, can you imagine what he could do over a 12 or 13 game season as a senior? I mean, we could be talking about records, Andy. Again, one of the most dominant skill position guys that we've seen here in 2B in recent memory. If somebody were to tell me right now that he went for 4,000 combined yards, somehow posted a 2,000 season as a senior, I wouldn't be surprised. He's that kind of talent.
Hey, save this clip. Todd's calling his shot. Todd, I like it. And I think it's realistic. That's the best part about it.
Yeah, I mean, you talk to coaches in every corner of the state, Andy. The first name they bring up, especially when you're talking about the best players in the state, this is the guy that leads off every conversation. If you get a chance to go watch him in Kalama, especially in that offense that's been designed by Sean McDonald, that's put up, you know, plenty of yards and points over the years, get out and watch this kid before he goes off to college.
Watch him in that beautiful stadium too. Kalama overlooks the beautiful Columbia River. That is our recap for 2B. Again, if you want to read team-by-team breakdowns of SB Live's top 10, hit the link in the show notes. It'll take you right there. They're published also on scorebooklive.com/Washington. We appreciate you listening. I'm on Twitter at Andy Bueller. He's at Many Hats Millis. Follow along as we continue to lead up to the fall 2021 season at SB Live WA on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Until next time. This podcast is brought to you by SB Live Washington and SB Live Sports, your national hub for high school sports news and information. Subscribe for free wherever you get podcasts. If you do it on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a rating and a review to help us best serve you, the listener. You can find our website at scorebooklive.com/Washington. There you'll see news, features, highlights, podcasts, and everything in the world of high school sports across this state. As always, a big shout out to our sponsor, Washington Federal. And thanks to Dan Dickow and Todd Millis for bringing the heat every week. This song you're hearing is by the band Woodrow. It's called So Far Away. It's written by James Schroeder, Carl Johnson, and my dad, Matt Bueller. I'm Andy Bueller. We'll be back next week.